From Edmonton, Alberta, that was the Woke Brothers and Friends. They call themselves the Playboy Band. And those brothers are Terry Zane and Rick Woke, and friends Rick Choman and Corey Pavluk, who recorded this CD, Better Late Than Never, from which that song that you just heard was, and that song was a traditional Ukrainian folk song, Rozprehajte Chlopci Koni, which they call on their CD in English, Harness the Horses. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос». Говорить Павліна Макуарі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину, послухати чудову українську музику. Hello there, and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-Macquarie, your host, по-українське in Ukrainian, that's Павліна. Thank you so much for tuning in, whether it's on AM, FM, shortwave, online, or in-flight, or to the podcast. A very warm welcome to you on behalf of all of us. Вітаємо! We have a great program lined up for you on Cultural Capsule. Vasil Pavlovsky will be talking about the Ukrainian-Canadian Congress. Natalia Buchok will be by with Ukrainian food flair, and she'll be talking about that perennial, ever-beloved, and very versatile soup known to the world as borscht. Keith Perron will be by with Ukrainian News Outlook, and we'll also have our usual Proverb of the Week and other items of interest, and lots of great Ukrainian music on this week's show. Coming up next is Tuti Tam from Saskatchewan, from their most recent self-titled CD, and a song called Hey Ivane, Hey Johnny.
Hey!
Toronto Ukrainian Festival is North America's largest Ukrainian street festival, and this year it's celebrating its 15th anniversary, along with the 120th year of Ukrainian settlement in Canada. Festivities take place from Friday till Sunday, September 16th till 18th, with performers from coast to coast as well as international locales. There will be a sidewalk sale, concerts, film fest, kiosks, children's midway, pavilions, food, refreshment gardens, and a festival parade on Saturday morning. This year's festival marshal is Eugene Melnick, owner of the Ottawa Senators NHL hockey team. Headline performers are Mandrev from Kyiv, Ukraine, and the Verkhovena Ensemble from Edmonton, Alberta, performing The Letter. Don't miss this exciting family experience, Toronto's 15th annual Ukrainian Festival, in the Bloor West Village, September 16th till 18th. For details, visit www.ukrainianfestival.com or call the festival hotline, 416-410-9965.
Skies for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains' majesties above the fruited plain.
Was the Ukrainian Bandurist Chorus, which is headquartered in Detroit, Michigan, but has members from all over North America and possibly even on other continents as well. They've been around for a long time. This is from a CD recording called 1659, the year Ukraine was victorious, Moscow trembled, and the future was bright. And that song was performed on the traditional Ukrainian instrument called the Bandura, which this group is named after, and that song, of course, America the Beautiful, and that was composed by S. Ward. The soloist on that tune was Ihor Kushner, and I'm sending that song out to all our American listeners on this sad anniversary of 9/11 as a tribute to the wonderful American spirit of survival, just as the Ukrainians have prevailed through all the trials and tribulations and are still around to be fighting another day. Again, that was the Ukrainian Banduras Chorus with soloist Ihor Kushner and America the Beautiful. Well, bringing it back a little closer to home now, crossing the border north again to Canada, and the Todestrick sisters with a sort of seasonal tune. Well, maybe it's not that seasonal. Zelenaya Zhito Zelena, which means the green rye grows beautifully, and it's pretty much harvest time, so it's probably a little more golden than green. At any rate, it is a perennial, all-season welcome song. So here they are now, Rosemary and Charlene Todestrick with Zelenaya Zhito Zelena. Ukrainian food flair with Natalia Buchok and a taste of Galician cuisine from 1929.
Vitaimo, welcome to Ukrainian food flair on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Today I thought I'd share Olga's recipe for borscht, that old-time signature dish of Ukrainian cuisine. Borscht can also be found in the cuisines of other East European countries. There are probably as many variations of borscht as there are villages in Ukraine, including Zeleny borscht or green borscht, of which the predominant ingredient is sorrel. In addition, there are recipes for cold borscht as well as hot and hearty ones. So feel free to improvise and use leftover vegetables to round out any borscht recipe that you want to make. I'm starting with a recipe for pickled borscht because Olha uses pickled borscht to add a sour flavor to her borscht recipe. Wash, peel, and cut into pieces 10 red beets. Place the chopped beets into a ceramic container and cover with previously boiled lukewarm water. Place a piece of bread on the top, cover, and leave in a warm place. When mold begins to grow on the top, carefully skim it off and throw away the wet bread. Pour the liquid into bottles, cover with wax paper, and tie up. Store in a cool place. Now, for the borscht proper, cook a piece of pork along with a few mushrooms and several chopped beets. Add additional vegetables. Some suggestions include carrots, parsley root, onion, leek, shredded cabbage, a piece of celeriac, some potato. Basically, you can get creative here and throw just about any vegetable you have lying around into your soup. Root vegetables are especially good and add heartiness to any borscht. Strain the resulting broth. Add a cup of pickled borscht or 2 tablespoons of a sweet and sour tea made from fermented fungi, a strange-sounding recipe that is included in Orja's cookbook. As mentioned earlier, this will add a sour flavor to the soup. If you don't have pickled borscht, you can substitute with 7 tomatoes that have been minced and sautéed in butter. Salt the emerging borscht and thicken the soup using sour cream mixed with a spoonful of flour. Add a cup of beans that have been soaked and cooked, or, alternatively, use canned beans that have been rinsed and heated. Voila! Olha's version of borscht, which she recommends serving with deviled eggs. Makes me want to go beet shopping and soup making. For added texture and variation, you can choose not to strain the borscht and instead to leave the chopped vegetables in the soup. Some cooks also add chopped dill or parsley for an additional herbal zing. And just think, beets have been shown to have antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, and detoxification properties. Recent studies show that beets provide health support, especially with respect to our eyes and common age-related eye problems. Looks like carrots might have some competition in the eye health department. Beets may also be important for both the prevention and treatment of certain cancer types, but more research needs to be done in this department. Ideally, beets should be steamed for only 15 minutes or less and roasted for under an hour in order to preserve their nutritional properties. Beets are also an excellent source of heart-healthy folate, potassium, a very good source of the antioxidant manganese, a good source of dietary fiber, free radical scavenging vitamin C, copper, bone-healthy magnesium, and energy-producing iron and phosphorus. Wow, who knew? Apparently our ancestors did. But more on that in a future episode. This is Natalia Buchok with Food Flair on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio asking you, are you ready to shop for beets? Get cracking, because winter is a-coming and there ain't nothing better than a nice hot borscht on a cold winter evening.
Thanks, Natalia. Join us again next week for Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Pidraziuk-Molnar here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Зізнайся мені, звідки тебе ті чари? Я без тебе всі дні у полоні печалі. Може, десь у лісах ти чарзіля шукала, сонце руту знайшла і мене зчарувала. Червону руту не шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина, тільки ти повір, бо твоя рода, твої вторая вода Сенеги. Бачу я тебе в снах у дібровах зелених. По забутих стежках ти приходиш до мене, і не треба нести мені квітку надії, бо давно уже ти увійшла в мої мрії. Червону руту не шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина, тільки ти повір. Чистая вода, твоя бистрая вода, синий. Шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина, тільки ти повір. Бо твоя врода, то є чистая вода, то є бистрая вода, синий хір. Червону руту не шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина, тільки ти повір. Бо твоя врода, то є чистая вода, то є бистрая вода, синий.
And that was the Hrim Band from New York City and a song called Červona Ruta, an Iva Su classic from the 1970s, very much redone in the 21st century style and a very enduring and beloved song. Again, Hrim Band and Červona Ruta, The Red Rue. Coming up next, a UB from Edmonton, Alberta, and a tune called Trave, which means grass.
Чиї ж то трави, чиї то покоси,
чия то дівчина розпустила коси, чия то дівчина розпустила коси,
коси розпустила, по плечах пустила.
Чужині за жизнь.
I'm Vasily Polovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nashvilleos. Events in Europe have always somehow had an effect on Ukrainians living in Canada, be it contributing to the various waves of immigration to the country or as a rallying cry for Ukrainians coming together to work for the common good. It was the actions of the Polish government during the mid to late 1930s, during which Prosvita reading societies were being closed and Ukrainian Orthodox churches being destroyed in western Ukraine, that was the impetus for a call to action. Telegrams and letters of protests were sent to the Dominion government by the larger Ukrainian communities scattered throughout the Dominion of Canada. These events precipitated in the discussion of the formation of a Congress of Ukrainian Canadians. At first, two different committees were formed, the Ukrainian Canadian Representative Committee and the Ukrainian Canadian Central Committee, though eventually, partly due to the cajoling of Professor George Simpson of the University of Saskatchewan and Tracy Phillips, who in 1940 came to Canada and served as an advisor on European affairs to the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, the Department of External Affairs, and the Department of National War Services, who were touring Canada delivering speeches on Canada's war efforts. The two committees came together. Organizations that supported the idea of Marxist communism were not welcome. The committee's first congress, held from June 22nd through the 24th in 1943 in Winnipeg, and with over 600 delegates in attendance, can for all intents and purposes be considered the birth of the Ukrainian Canadian Committee, which was comprised of five organizations with national representation. 46 years after the inception of the organization, at its 16th Congress, it adopted a new name and became the Ukrainian Canadian Congress. Today, the UCC claims to be the voice of over 1.2 million Canadians of Ukrainian heritage and is the national umbrella organization for 31 different national organizations, and its current mission is to represent the Ukrainian Canadian community before the people and government of Canada, promotes linkages with Ukraine, and addresses the needs of the Ukrainian community in Canada to ensure its continued existence and development for the enhancement of Canada's socio-cultural fabric. I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this has been Cultural Capsule, especially for Nashvilleos, and this week I featured a glimpse into the creation of the Ukrainian-Canadian Congress.
Козачка просить, не пий, козаче, мене проб'єш. Шикарка в шинку напої носить, козак спов'яре, регоче ніч. Не пийте, хлопці, козачка просить, не пийте, хлопці, проб'єте січ. Не пийте, хлопці, козачка просить, не пийте, хлопці, проб'єте січ. А козак гуляє, шинкарка носить, п'є горілочку, а ще й вина. Не пийте, хлопці, країна просить. Не пийте, хлопці, я в вас одна. Не пийте, хлопці, країна просить. Не пийте, хлопці, я в вас одна. А козак гуляє, шинкарка
And that was a song called Kozakulyaya, the Kozak dances, and that is from a CD called Kazke Lirnika Sashka Muzika I Pisni, and that translates as the stories from the storyteller by the name of Sashko, and this CD is called Music and Songs. And that is evidence, I think, of the rumor that the Scots actually got the bagpipes from Ukraine and improved upon them. Now, I guess that probably is a matter of opinion and personal taste, and I'm not going to really expound too much on that. I'll leave that to you to decide. But at any rate, there is quite a connection between the Scots and Ukrainians that does go back very, very far, centuries, in fact. And it is said that there were mercenaries, Scottish mercenaries, who joined the Cossack army back in the 16th and 17th centuries. And I think that my husband is descended from one of them, or there was some connection there, because one of them was called Krivi Nis, which means crooked nose. And my husband, who's a Scot, has a very crooked nose. And his mother's maiden name is Bogdanovich. So there you have it. He says that, no, she's Romanian, but hey, border shifted. Anyways, I have dubbed him an honorary Ukrainian, and in honor of his Ukrainian Scottishness, here is Sashko, with a song that I'd like to send out to my dear husband. Here is Sashko now with Scotland the Brave.
Ukrainian News Outlook. Coming up, pressure mounts on Ukraine from the European Union and Russia. Reports that have come out say in Libya, 19 Ukrainian mercenaries may have been arrested. I'm Keith Parent. Ukraine is under increasing pressure from competing interests. The European Union criticizes the trial of opposition leader Yulia Tymoshenko as political, as Russia refuses to renegotiate gas prices that burden the economy. In Kiev, Herhor Gokemp has the details.
The week started in Ukraine with the violent removal by riot police of a tent camp erected in the center of the capital, Kiev, by supporters of former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko. She's on trial, accused of abuse of power, and if convicted, may face a 10-year prison sentence. A verdict is expected in the coming weeks or even days. No wonder political tension in Ukraine is mounting every day. Tymoshenko's tense trial for having forced through a deal with Russia in 2009 on gas deliveries, which left Ukraine with a price for Russian gas far higher than that paid by Western European countries like Germany. The heart of the matter is not the deal itself, no matter how bad it was for Ukraine, but whether or not Tymoshenko had the right, as a prime minister, to order Ukraine's national gas company, Naftogaz, to sign the deal with Russia's Gazprom. Tymoshenko, the country's most popular opposition leader, was arrested last month after having repeatedly refused to show respect for the judge in court. According to one of her lawyers, Yuri Sukhov, the case against her is politically motivated. A witness has said that there is no original document of Tymoshenko's directive, but that there is only a document with a stamp saying it's a facsimile, he said. Who put it there is not known. To base an indictment on a copy is absurd from a judicial point of view. If anything, the Tymoshenko case poses new problems for President Viktor Yanukovych and his government. Ukraine seeks closer cooperation with the European Union, but officials in Brussels have indicated that any progress will depend on the outcome of the trial against Tymoshenko and whether or not it will be a fair trial. At the same time, Ukraine has been trying to persuade Russia to freeze the existing gas contract and renegotiate a new deal, but to no avail. In an interview published on Tuesday, Yanukovych calls the existing gas price for Ukraine a price for enemies. Earlier this week, rumors surfaced that Ukraine would seek a confrontation with Russia over the gas contract and was thinking about whether it should start a new gas war with Moscow. Ukraine's Prime Minister Nikolai Azarov was quick to dismiss the rumors. I want to make clear to everybody, he said, that there never will be any wars, including gas wars, with our strategic partner Russia. As long as we don't come to an agreement, we will carry out our obligations. Nevertheless, according to both Nazarov and Yanukovych, Ukraine may go to court over the contract with Russia if Moscow continues to refuse to reconsider the gas price for Ukraine. But Russia is not in a hurry. Gazprom chief Alexei Miller said on Tuesday that Ukraine pays a fair price for Russian gas and shouldn't complain. Together with former German Chancellor Gerhard Schröder, Miller witnessed Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin push a button to let the first Russian gas flow into the Nord Stream gas pipeline connecting Russia and Germany. As Putin signaled, the new pipeline through the Baltic Sea clearly weakens Ukraine's position at the negotiating table. Ukraine, he said, is our long-time traditional partner, and like any transit country, it is tempted to exploit its geographical position. But now that this position is no longer exclusive, I think that our relationship will become more civilized and market-oriented.
That was Herhor Gokemp reporting from Kiev. Ukraine on Monday said it is checking reports that the newly empowered rebels in Libya have arrested 19 Ukrainians on suspicion of acting as mercenary snipers for Muammar Gaddafi's regime. The 19 who are being held in Tripoli have strongly denied the allegations and insist they were simply expatriates working in the Libyan energy sector before the fall of the Gaddafi government. Three of those detained were shown on television from Tripoli. The claims that they could have been working as snipers for Gaddafi. A diplomatic source at the Ukrainian Foreign Ministry said that those detained had no links to mercenaries and are engineers. Ukraine had close links with the deposed regime, and when conflict between Gaddafi and the rebels erupted in mid-February, it had 1,500 citizens in the country. That's according to official estimates. Ukraine on Thursday recognized the National Transition Council, who ousted Gaddafi as the legitimate rulers of Libya, hours after its neighbor Russia made the same move. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. I'm Keith Parent.
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Сестричкою, мерічком, дужком, понад річкою,
Arts proudly presents the Talents of Ukraine 2011 Canadian Tour, featuring the Donbass Professional Dance Ensemble from Donetsk, Inessa Timochko, solo violinist from Lviv, Svetlana Sasu, winner of the 2011 International Kvitka Sisik Singers Competition in Kyiv, and Yevhen Vaskin, winner of the All-Ukrainian Singing Competition in Donetsk. The tour kicks off in Vancouver Tuesday, October 11th at the Vancouver Center for the Performing Arts, then travels east to Vernon, Edmonton, Airdrie, Regina, Saskatoon, Yorkton, Winnipeg, Thunder Bay, Mississauga, Ottawa, and wrapping up October 25th in Montreal. In Vancouver, taking the Talents of Ukraine at the Vancouver Center for the Performing Arts, 777 Homer Street in downtown Vancouver. Tickets from Ticketmaster online or call 1-855-985-5000. For more information, visit www.bowenarts.com. That's BOENarts.com.
PCJ Radio would like to make you a winner. PCJ Radio is giving away three Texan 920 World Band receivers to three lucky winners in June, July, and August. In September, we are having a grand giveaway of a brand new Sanjen ATS 909X worth $399 to one lucky winner. To enter, let us know how you heard this program with the date and time, and answer the following very simple question. What does radio mean to you? You can send your entries to ATS909X at gmail.com. Again, that's ATS909X at gmail.com. If you wish to enter by snail mail and receive a small thank you gift for entering, you can find our postal address at www.pcjmedia.com. Winners will be announced on a monthly basis on Media Network Plus. So, good luck!
was Jim Gregorish from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and the Blue Ribbon Schottis. And before him, you heard fellow Winnipeggers with Prairie Crocus with Keystone Waltz, and before them, Kalena and Stezhichko Moya. For the very best in Ukrainian programming from all corners of the globe, tune in to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, every Sunday evening at 6 p.m., AM 1320 on the radio dial in Vancouver, online at am1320.com, in Nanaimo on the PCJ network, set Wednesdays at 2 p.m. on 101.7 FM or online at chly.ca. Nash Holos airs on shortwave, AM, FM, and internet radio in over 28 countries on the PCJ Radio Network. Podcasts are available at nashholos.com as well as pcjmedia.com and on iTunes. Нажав ми вже скінчили нашу програму. Вже час додому ми сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Часом язик таку силу має, що людина від нього втікає. And our proverb of the week translates as, sometimes a tongue is so powerful that people run away from it. Well, our time is about up for another program here on Nash Holos. So to take us to the end, we have another tune by Jim Gregorish, and I'm going to be sending it out to my dad because, well, for one reason, it's his CD. I accidentally stole it last time I was visiting him. And the other reason is just as a tip of the hat and congratulations to him, he just finished up a round of radiation treatments for prostate cancer, which he has got beat. He's got great spirits, and he's going to be heading out on a road trip fairly soon. He's 81 years old. He'll be back in Winnipeg after his road trip, cutting a rug somewhere at some legion somewhere in Winnipeg. So, Tato, this one is for you, Jim Gregorish and the Farmer's Kalameka. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Till next time, do побачення.